the kill, and Warner wins the set. Fade away by Moores.
In Play with Craig Maddock, made possible by Horton in Britain, a worldwide supplier of engine cooling systems and proud member of the community for more than four decades. HortonWW.com. Welcome to another edition of In Play. I'm Craig Maddock. Today's guest was a longtime coach and administrator. He was among the first officers of the South Dakota High School Athletic Directors Association, which was formed back in 1973. He started a girls' track program. He started a wrestling program. He coached basketball and football. Plus, he was the principal and athletic director. 31 years in the Wall School District. Plus, he served in the South Dakota National Guard for 27 years and retired as Command Sergeant Major. And one more item, he also has a meal named after him at a Wall restaurant. We want to welcome Merlin Doyle, along with his wife Mary Jane, to In Play. Hello there, Merlin. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You know, you were born in Sturgis, weren't you? But eventually moved to Chamberlain when you graduated in 1954. How long did you live in Sturgis?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have any idea how long I lived there. It's been so long ago.
I was in the sixth grade.
Oh, I was in the sixth grade, my wife told me.
And we moved to Chamberlain.
Sure, sure. And so when you were at Chamberlain, were you involved in sports?
Yes.
Basketball.
Basketball mainly.
Mm-hmm. Did you have success as a basketball player?
Yeah, I did.
You did? Did Chamberlain ever make it to the state tournament when you were playing for the Cubs?
It's been so long, I can't remember anything.
Well, you celebrated your 90th birthday here back last summer, so congratulations and happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, after you graduated at Chamberlain, you went to the University of South Dakota for college. You know, what was the reason why you picked USD?
I don't really have any reason. They just came and said, we'll do this and this, this. I just went ahead. I didn't get many people wanting to talk to me. So,
so you got your degree at Black Hill State. I assume it was in education, wasn't it?
Yes.
So your first teaching job, though, was it Wall? Was that your first choice?
Yes.
Were there other schools that were there that you could have gone to, but you chose Wall instead?
No, I don't think so.
Sure, sure. I hear the story that your dad bought a bar in Wall. When was that?
Oh, that's been so many years ago. I could
55 or 56.
Mm-hmm. So it'd been shortly after you had graduated at Chamberlain.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's talk about 1959. You're teaching middle school at Wall. What were you teaching back then?
Probably in the government and that type of thing.
Science.
Yeah, and you taught in the middle school for like 4 years. Were you doing any coaching at that time?
Junior high.
Uh-huh. Junior high athletics, doing a little coaching there on that side, a little basketball and football?
I can't tell you. I don't know. It's been so long ago.
Sure. Well, you made a nice jump in 1963. You moved to Wall High School. You're in the high school now. And were you teaching government as well in the high school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then when did the coaching start?
I did a little coaching in boys football and basketball.
Mm-hmm. As an assistant, though, you weren't the head
coach. Yes, I was. I wasn't the head coach. No.
Sure, sure. You know, and then it was 5 years later. You become the high school principal and the activities director. What was that? What was that like? That's a big jump in responsibility.
Yes, but you know what happened is I took in the girls and got them to start working, doing sports really good. And they did well, let me tell you.
Well, I know that you started the girls' track program in 1970.
Yes.
What was that like? Did you have to try to encourage girls to come out for track?
Not really, no. Matter of fact, I have more girls than I needed. And I'll tell you, I've got one girl that I really work with a lot, and she came up to me and she said, "Mr. Doyle, I'm going to tell you one thing. If they get me the ball, I'm going to score." And I said, "Go ahead."
The success you had in 1974, your Wall girls won the state track championship in Class B that year.
Yeah, they did. And I tell you what, with the field that we have over here for track, it's amazing because it's nothing but a bunch of dirt. now they've got a good field and with a lot of concrete around it. And it's just amazing how much they did. They moved from the old building into a new building, and that new one is out by the highway.
I see it every time I go by Interstate 90. I go by Wall. I see it every time. You know, that state track meet was in Watertown, and you had some pretty good relay teams. I mean, you guys were dominant.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you. See, the girls never got much to do. And I said, "Girls, we got to work at it, and this is what I want you to do." And they just went out, and they went at it. I mean, some people said, "Well, how many girls did you have on your team that scored?" I said, "Every one of them."
I think you had like, 17 or 19 girls on that track team that year.
Oh, yeah. You know, bet.
Girls like Twyla Gerstad, your relays had the Jensen, Denke, Peters, and Johnson team. I mean, you guys were dominant. You guys easily won the state track meet with 51 points, beating Springfield.
Yes. I'll tell you, that it was the first time these girls have ever had a chance to do anything. And I told them, "Now, ladies, we aren't started yet, but we're going to be starting. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to play like you're getting basketball, going up down the court. And you just put it on them."
Well, that talent that you had in 1973, most of them came back in 1974, and you won the state track title again. Is that one was, let's see, that one was in Huron, I think, that year.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And you guys just barely won it, like 3 points over Freeman. And again, you had those relays that you guys were so dominant.
Yeah, they were. And you know what? Those girls love to get on against a team that didn't guard them, you know, because they could move so quick and move quickly.
Well, Pam, talking about Pam Wyatt and Carla Wilson, Liz Sauter. So those were some great relay teams that you had, didn't you?
Yes.
By the way, you were named the coach of the year in 74 and 75. What did that mean to you, being the coach of the year?
That made me feel good. Meant that I was doing what I was supposed to do. And I'll tell you what, the people that I worked with, they were on the board, and I never had to worry about anything.
Yep, the South Dakota High School Athletic Directors Association was formed in 1973, and you were one of the first directors of that organization. What do you remember about that organization? And what?
Not very much. I'm about 80 years old. Yeah, you know, other than basketball and stuff like that, I started cross country here too, and they were tough.
Now, was it boys and girls cross country at the time that you also started?
No, the girls came about 2 years after the boys. And we had an old track building up from my house, and it was for track, and it was cross country track and all that. But those girls took to that, and they said, "Just leave us in there. We'll get them."
1973, I'm going to go back to the South Dakota High School Athletic Directors Association. Again, you were among the first officers of this group. The group was different from the South Dakota High School Athletic Association, which had been formed back in 1905. And so this was a brand new group.
That's been a long time ago.
Yeah, and that was a brand new group. Carol Heyer of Rapid City Stevens, Dan Barker of Madison. You had Don Reshetar of Aberdeen Central, Max Hawk of Yankton. You had some pretty big-time names there with this organization.
Yeah.
Wally Deal out of Sioux Falls, Ken Greeno, I mean, Earl Hilton, Mitchell. I mean, that, what a great start for that organization with those guys.
Yes, that's right, it is.
Well, you started girls track in 1970, but the year before that, you started the wrestling program at Wall. What led you to decide to start wrestling there at Wall?
Well, I was getting a lot of parents that wanted to know why they couldn't get in.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I went to the school board and said, we got to do this and this and this. These people need to have some help. And they said, okay, go with it, whatever it takes.
With your principal and athletic director duties, you're also an assistant coach in basketball and football. How did you make the time with all this work at Wall?
You know what? Those kids were so good at working that I said, you know, I can go out there and I don't have to work hard because they know that I want them to win and they know what they're supposed to be doing.
1986, you're chosen the principal of the year. What did you do to get that award there, Merlin?
Well, I was also almost the head of the school because we didn't have any lots of teachers and stuff. And so I got that job and started it again. And boy, in about 2 years, we had so many people that were good that wanted to work with us. And we hired them.
You were also involved with the South Dakota High School Coaches Association. You did that for over 25 years. You were inducted into their Hall of Fame back in 1990. What was special about you being involved with all those coaches?
I don't have any idea. And I was so surprised when it happened that I had to stop and think, now what did I do that was right?
You know, with all of your duties at Wall, Merlin, you were also involved in the South Dakota National Guard. You did that for 27 years. Thank you for your service.
Yes.
You retired as Command Sergeant Major. What were some of your duties when you were with the National Guard?
Oh, everything. It would go from using the shovel or getting the tractor in or, you know, it was hard. But you could do it. And I was used to that.
You still live in Wall, don't you, Merlin?
I do. I live in Wall. Matter of fact, my wife's standing here listening to me.
How long have you been married to Mary Jane?
We've been married 67 years.
Mary Jane, 67 years. How did you guys meet, Mary Jane?
I'll tell you how we met. His dad had bought the bar in Wall, and he was transferring from USD. He was going to go to Black Hills, and he took a year off. I was Ted Husted's secretary at Wall Drug.
Ted was the founder of Wall Drug, yes. The Husted.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he came and applied for the job, and Ted hired him. Well, you know what? We got married the next summer, Merlin and I. And it's worked, evidently, because 67 years is quite a while.
Mary Jane, I understand that you were a longtime employee in the Wall School District, weren't you, like the secretary to the superintendent?
Yes, I was. I started out as school secretary. I worked as a business manager, and then I became secretary to the superintendent, which I held this position for 31 years. During that time, I clerk wrestling tournaments. I punched lunch tickets. You name it, I did it. So, in fact, my boss, Ken Poppe, said to me, "What's your job description?" And I said, "Anything no one else wants to do." And that's my story.
Well, we've talked to Merlin about all of his duties, whether it was coaching track or helping out with wrestling and basketball and football and principal and athletic director. Did you see him much when he was at the peak of his working career?
Well, she saw me a lot when I'd get home.
You guys do get out once in a while to eat at one of your favorite restaurants. It's the Red Rock there in Wall. In fact, they've named a meal after you, Merlin. What is the meal?
Yeah, the Merlin Burger was one of them.
You're talking about his meal at Wall Rock? Red Rock,
yep, at the Red Rock, the Merlin Burger. What's on the Merlin Burger for when I get there to want to eat?
Well, we started going to the Red Rock for lunch real often, and he always ordered the same thing, and that was a hamburger with pepper jack cheese, and that was a cheeseburger, and then fries. And the owner said, "Hey, we got to name that burger after him." So it was his 90th birthday, and they invited him down and took pictures of him and named the burger.
You and Merlin, Mary Jane, 67 years of marriage. I hope your health has been well. You guys doing okay today?
You know, we do pretty well. We still live in our own house and take care of our own yard. And Merlin mows with the riding lawnmower, and I follow behind and trim.
How much do you guys follow Wall Eagle Athletics today?
We're Wall Eagle fans. In fact, the Wall Eagles are playing Jones County right now on TV. So we follow all those. And the football team, you know, won state this year. Those kids are just awesome. I can't say enough nice things. Saw a couple of them this morning, and I got my big hug.
Merlin, Wall High School Athletics has seen some success recently. Girls basketball, they've been in the state tournament 3 of the last 4 years. The boys basketball team has been at the state tournament in 2025. You had the football team win 2 titles over the last 4 years. Boys track finishing 2nd in 2019, you know, after running the athletic program at Wall for over 30 years, what has it been like watching Wall Athletics today?
It's been great because I had some of the coaches I had that worked with me when I was started. And I said, "You guys take it over." I said, "I can't do this anymore."
How tough was that? Giving up some of the duties to somebody else?
Not really very hard, because I'll tell you what, I was fairly old when that happened. See, I'm in my, what now?
You're 90. 90. Yes, you're 90 there, Merlin.
Yeah. And I bet I could go up there and coach, but I don't want to go coach.
You know, you coached track, you coached you're involved with wrestling, although did you do any coaching in wrestling?
In what?
In wrestling. Did you do a lot of coaching in wrestling?
Not a lot, but a little. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those coaches would ask me, "Mr. Doyle, would you come down and tell me what we're doing wrong and what we can do to make it right?" And that was part of my job.
What do you miss the most after serving the Wall School District for so many years?
I feel like it's nice to get out and go when I want to go.
You were inducted into the Wall Eagles Athletic Hall of Fame back in 2016. What a great honor. What did that mean to you, Merlin?
A lot. It told me that I had people that were proud of what I did.
What is the one thing that he misses the most about being at Wall?
Well, I've never left Wall. I mean, I'm still living in Wall, and I still love to go watch boys and girls, and it's fun for me. See, and I'm what now, 80?
You're 90 there.
I'm 90 years old. Yeah, and I still love to go see them, but I don't go all the time. I just pick a time I want to go, and then I go. And it's amazing how many people come up and say, Mr. Doyle, can you tell us something? I said, what do you want me to tell you?
We talked about how what you've missed the most, but what would you be most proud of, Merlin, of what you did at Wall High School?
I would say it was the girls' track team, because before that, they didn't have anything. And I went to the superintendent and I said, our girls would like to run track. So they said, we'll take care of it. Well, they moved our track for both boys and girls up by the meat plant. And they did a good job doing it. And those kids were so happy because they were running a track and not just running down the water. The sidewalk.
In fact, your daughter got hit by a car.
Yeah. My wife is informing. Matter of fact, my daughter got hit by a truck because we were doing things differently and
running on the road.
And we had to go out on the road to get to the track.
Mary Jane, I know there's one story about track team. It was one of the state championships. It may have been the second one, 1975. It came down to, I believe, the last event of the state track meet, and the girls had a relay, and there was a conversation with one of those runners on the team.
Well, we had to win the last race.
To win the state championship.
Yes. And I'll tell you, I talked to those people and I said, "We want to win. Do the best that you can, and I'll be proud of you." But you know, now we've got an all-weather track and all that type of stuff now, which we didn't have back then. We had a piece of concrete went around, and the inside was some old grass, I'd say, and that was where we ran. And somebody said, how can you guys do that? And I said, we know about what we can do, and that's where we go. And I said, I have some girls that said, Mr. Doyle, can we just stay a little longer? So it's been great for me. I'm so proud of these kids.
Merlin and Mary Jane Doyle, married for over 67 years, with two kids, four grandkids, six great-grandchildren, and 10 step-grandchildren. Merlin Doyle served the Wall School District for over 31 years, beginning as a middle school teacher, then on to being the principal and athletic director, started track, cross-country, assisted with basketball and football. He did start the programs of girls' track, girls' basketball, wrestling, and gymnastics. I mean, so much respect for Merlin from the Wall community. So much so, even Wall residents who are over 70 years old, they still call him Mr. Doyle. At 90 years of age, Merlin doesn't necessarily remember all of the great times at Wall, but he still has the passion for the kids and the community of Wall. In Play with Craig Maddock is made possible by Horton in Britain, where smiling at work happens all the time. Apply now at HortonWW.com. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. It helps us gain new listeners. This has been In Play with me, Craig Maddock. This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.